Welcome back, y'all, to Hour 2 of Rosie on the House. If you or someone close to you, like someone you delegated the job to, needs help getting a project done around your house, home, castle, or cabin, that's why we show up every single Saturday morning so you can call in and let's see if we can put our building experience together and remodeling experience together for you that we've accumulated almost entirely and completely right here in the great state of Arizona, having landed in Phoenix, Arizona in 1965. We've built and remodeled virtually projects and buildings in virtually every corner of the state. Give us a ring, 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. You never know when we're going to cover a topic that like just acts like this magnet, and it just draws so much inquiries by telephone, by web activity. And I'm going to go back to an issue we've talked about every week for the last 4 weeks. And people just keep challenging me on, can it really work? Can it really work? It's the concept of cutting your electric bill without spending one single dollar on any energy-saving device.
You just have to be disciplined and retraining your brain.
This is free. It's free. And we got an email this week from someone that basically said, Rosie, I stepped out in complete faith. I couldn't believe what you were telling us to do would really work. What I'm trying to get people to do is get on the right power plan, and in the valley, on the floor, in the desert, below the Mogollon Rim, you want to get on an off-peak, on-peak advantage time plan where you're paying a certain amount for power on-peak and off-peak. This homeowner did what I told him to do, what I've been telling you all to do. Off-peak, turn your thermostat as low as you can stand it, okay? I've seen people turn their thermostats as low as 66, 67 degrees.
A lot of them don't go below 68 anymore.
Right, right. And a lot of people only go down to 72, 78. That's okay. The point is, off-peak, turn your air conditioning thermostat as cool as you can stand it, okay? On peak, let your air conditioner sleep. Move it back up to 78 or 80 degrees. This homeowner actually reduced his power by 4%. Listen to me now. He reduced his power by 4%. You know how much money he saved? 33%. His bill went from $378 to $253. A savings of 30. He didn't have to buy shade screens. He didn't have to put in more insulation in his attic. He didn't have to buy any miracle paint that lasts forever, that goes on the outside of your house, that never needs to be painted again ever in the history of the universe, that reflects micro nanometers of heat off of your house. He didn't have to spend one red penny, and he saved 33% on his electric bill. It's a concept of super cooling, and folks, if you're on the right power plan, it works. I promise you.
Noon to 7 is the best, because that gives you the most amount of off-peak time.
Yeah, and this guy,
the more off-peak time you can get, the better.
And this guy got to the point where he was buying 94% of his power off-peak.
Because
now
your
home is phenomenal.
So cool at 68 degrees that during on-peak, and you tell it, okay, now don't kick on until 78, it takes a long time for the inside of your home that's super saturated,
yeah,
the drywall, the doors, the closets, the carpet, the couches, it takes a long time for the interior of that to heat up.
You're storing electricity thermally is what you're doing. So
it works.
It works.
You can go to rosieonthehouse.com. And the best of
It's right there on the home page today, on the right-hand side. Uh-huh. What do I do about super cooling? How do I go about super cooling? And you can do this manually. I know a guy that actually works from home, and he goes over and he turns his air conditioner on for 10 minutes every hour. I couldn't do that.
Whew.
There are energy management computers you can buy and put on your house that will manage this all for you. And there's a click there. You can click through to Advanced Home Systems and take a look at it. We get a lot of calls and a lot of questions from outside Maricopa County. Hey, does that work in Tucson? Does that work at TEP? Does that work at Unisource? It works any place you have a peak, on-peak, off-peak time demand billing structure plan. Okay? So there you go. One more testimony. I was just tickled to death. He said, I stepped out in faith. I was actually scared to do this, to hear the air conditioner running, you know, for so long in the evenings. I just was so puckered up until I got my bill. Yes, indeed. Hey, we mentioned it a little bit earlier that Registrar Contractors has put out a warning. We've had some storms move through the state. And when a storm moves through the state, the thing that follows the storm the closest are contractor scam artists. Do not, regardless how much damage your house may have suffered in a storm, do not ever deal with anyone that's coming up and knocking on your door asking for cash deposits to get the job scheduled as soon as possible. You want a written contract. You want on that written contract an exact detail of what they're going to do, what they aren't going to do. Always ask your contractor, what aren't you going to do? Okay, it flushes out a lot of details in the negotiation process that adds a great amount of clarity to the whole adventure. What aren't you going to do? Write those things down. Make sure when he gives you the contract, it has his contractor's license number on it, and make sure you go to the Register of Contractors website, azroc.gov, and verify that they are a contractor in good standing. Now, you can avoid all that by just using Rosie-approved contractors. We've got them all over the state. Listen, my daughter, who answers the email, the thousands of emails we get in every week, and she says, Dad, I have received an abnormal amount of emails regarding this. Rosie, what do you think of blank company? Folks, Rosie on the House is not a referral directory for anyone that's not in the referral directory. Okay. We're not
a reporting agency of companies.
We are not going to give you an opinion on someone who hasn't made it through the screening process. And yes, we do have a very confidential, private, locked in safe blacklist of contractors never, ever, ever to use in any case or scenario. We have that. We won't share it with you. But if you want to know who to use, just go to rosieonthehouse.com. After all, we've been voted the number one referral contractor service in Arizona 5 years in a row. They've all gone
through the same screening process, the drug background check, the guild quality, signed the code of ethics, have a complaint resolution policy. We don't have any authority of anyone outside of the network.
That's what's really funny. A lot of these contractor referral directories have no complaint resolution policy. They basically say, we've screened the contractor as best we can. If you have a problem, don't tell us about it.
Good luck.
What kind of referral directory is that? You have a problem with one of the Rosie certified contractors? You know what? I'm the second desk that problem shows up on. All right? Stan the man. Stan's running, gets it first. I get it second.
And generally speaking, it never goes past Stan. A lot of times it's a little communication error. Yep.
All right, that's my opening speech of the day. We've got callers loading up here.
We do, and as we get to them, we have a couple new members to welcome. We got Flooring International.
Mm-hmm. Brand new, just starting. Yep. And then the Tucson market's continuing to grow with 5-star pest control, Magic Garden. If you're looking for landscaping and gardening down in the Tucson area, make
nice
sure
little
you get
nursery on 22nd, family owned, operated, have a landscape install division. There's also a solar safe pool covers. If you're looking to retire your pool for the winter, it's a great option, and it's the safety aspect of it is what's most impressive. So we'll actually be talking more about that, but you can find them all at Rosie, R-O-S-I-E, on thehouse.com. RosieOnTheHouse.com.
Okay. Well, let's go to Roger calling from Williams.
Oh.
In line two.
Yes.
Hey, Roger. How are you, sir?
I'm wondering why you couldn't use your, basically, you have a, what you call cool banking.
That's
you're
right.
Banking your cold air.
Yeah.
Why couldn't you do that for heat in northern Arizona?
Well, the dilemma, really, you're probably not dealing with electric heat, are you?
No, I don't. Actually, I have wood, but if you got electric heat real cheap at night.
Yeah, that's true. The dilemma is heating with electricity. We have a heat pump that can accomplish it to some degree up to about 2,800 feet elevation. It really can't take it much above that.
Yeah, I mean, up here you'd have to use a resistance heating.
And then once you get resistance heating, that's about the most expensive form of heating you can possibly get.
I mean, but if you got it at a real cheap rate.
Well, you know what?
I'm going to bring
this up with Steve Kep. The owner of Advanced Home Systems, the guy who's kind of engineered this whole solution system. Roger, I'll talk to Steve and see if, in fact, that could be possible. But I'm thinking you got the propane, you got the natural gas. That's probably going to end up being a lower BTU kilowatt hour consumption price. Just stay with the gas and not try and warm up.
Your most effective thing to do there is just watch the pricing and try and buy it at the lowest possible time. So
that's true.
1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you.